Today's daf is Vachim daf Lamed Aleph, and we are 18 lines from the top of daf Lamed Amid Beis, Omar Ula, V'i Tema, Rav Oishia. So, yesterday, we began from the Mishnah on daf Chav Tes Amid Beis that mentioned a very important yesod in the halachas of Pigel, and that is that the only time a korban is Pigel, V'chayov and Olav Kores, even if the Koyin had a machshava of Chutz Lizmanai, during any one of the Dalet Avodah Sadan, is if it was Korev HaMatur Kimitzvasai, meaning, if other than the Machshava of Chutz Lizmanai, the Korban was perfect. If, however, there was another Machshava HaPiseles that the Koyin had while he was doing the Avodah, whether it was Machshava of Chutz Lizmanai, which is also a Machshava of Pigel, or if it was a Pesach and a Chatos, and the Koyin had a Machshava of Shaloi Lishma, it comes out then there's another Siba that this Korban is possible. It's what we call Loi Korev Amatek Mitzvasai. The halacha is that the Korban, of course, will be possible, but there's not going to be a Chiyuv Pigel. Then at the end of the Mishnah, there was a Resha and a Seifa. In the Seifa, the Mishnah mentioned the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the concept of Korev Amatek Mitzvasai. However, the only time there's an issue, says Rabbi Yehuda, is if first the other Machshava happened, and then the Machshava of Chutz Lizmanai. If, however, the Kohen would first have the Machshava of Chutz Lizmanai, I don't care if afterwards it was like Karev HaMatik HaMitzvasai. Meaning if afterwards he had a Machshava of Chutz Lizmanai or Pesach Techata Shaloi Lishma. Once there was a Machshava of Chutz Lizmanai, at that point it's going to be kosher. When was the halacha of Loi Karev HaMatik HaMitzvasai said? If he first had the Machshava of Chutz Lizmanai or if he first had the Machshava of Shaloi Lishma by a Pesach and a Chavis. Then the Gemara brought a Machloikis Amayroim. Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan had to understand Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Ilfa said that even Rabbi Yehuda that said this halacha, that if the Koyim first had the Machshava of Chutz Lizmanai, the halacha is, even if it was like Karav HaMatik HaMitzvasai, the Korban is going to be Pigel, that was only B'shtei Avodas. So if the Koyim did Shchita with a Machshava of Chutz Lizmanai, even though he did the Kabbalah, Chutzim Kaimai, or Pesach Techata, Shaloi Lishma, there's no chesaron in Karav Amatik and Mitzvasai. In other words, the Karban is going to be pickled. If, however, in the same Avodah, the Kayin had both Machshavas, it doesn't matter if he had the Chutzlazmanai before the Chutzim Kaimai, or the Chutzim Kaimai Chutzlazmanai, you're not going to have the halacha of Karav Amatik and Mitzvasai. It's poshid that the Karban is going to be possible. Rabbi Yechanan argued, Rabbi Yechanan said, Af Bavoida Achas Machloikis. No, the Machloikis is going to be even Bavoida Achas. The Gemara then went and brought a Machloikis on Meiron, namely, Abaye Verava, although other Amiram chimed in as well, had to understand Rabbi Yochanan's understanding in Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, when Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, that once you have a machshav of Chutz Lizmanai, I don't care what happens afterwards, it's true even by Avoda Achas, what's the svara? Rava understood the svara is based on a more shas, more macro sugya of Tafas Lashon Rishon. Meaning, once the Kohen thinks, or according to some Rishonim, says Chutz Lizmanai, at that point it's automatically Chutz Lizmanai. Ah, he said Chutz Lizmanai in the same breath. I don't care. Tafas Lashon Rishon. Abaye said there's no such thing. No one's going to hold Tafas Lashon Rishon in such an instance. Tafas Lashon Rishon is when the two Lashonis contradict each other. But when you know exactly that the person that's talking means the Lashon Rishon and the Lashon Achron, no one's going to say that we disregard the Lashon Achron. This was all yesterday's stuff. What then did Rabbi Yehuda mean when he said his halacha even by Tafas Lashon, even by Avoda Achas? He meant where it was Avoda Achas ke'en shtei Avodas. And the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda was Mefaglam b'chatzi mat. And the Gemara gave examples of it. Either the two simonim of Shchita, or the two haktaris by an ordinary mincha that also has levoina, or two psiyos by the avodas ha-hoylacha. Regardless, today's daf picks up in Rava's understanding, in Rabbi Yochanan, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda said his halacha, that at first he had the machshav of Chutz Lizmanai, the halacha is it's going to be pickled, even if it was like Karav HaMatik HaMitzvasai, even by Avoda Achas, because of the halacha of Tafas Lashon Rishon. Says the Gemara, Amar Ula Vitehim Rav Oishia, Efshe Yadin Chavrin. So, Ula, some say Rav Oishia, goes to the Yidden in Bavel, and he says, tell me, my Chaverim in Bavel, do you know what the proper Girsa in the Mishnah is? Meaning, the safe of the Mishnah that segues into the Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbana, that discusses Lechol Kizayis Bachutz, Kizayis Lamachar, Kizayis Lamachar, Kizayis Bachutz, Kechatzi Zayis Bachutz, Kechatzi Zayis Lamachar, Kechatzi Zayis Lamachar, Kechatzi Zayis Bachutz. That is the safe of the Mishnah. I was just reading from the Mishnah, and his question was, is the Girsa Kizayis Kizayis? Or is the Girsa Kizayis Ukizayis? What's the Shiloh? Kizayis Tan is the case where the Kohen thought that he's going to eat a Kizayis Chutz Lizmanai, and then he thought Kizayis Chutzim Koimai, And it's over there, Rabbi Yehuda said, as Allah, Avul Kezayis, Ukezayis, Devar HaKol, Yir of Machshav is Havi. But if it would be Kezayis, Ukezayis, everybody would agree that if there was a Machshav of Chutzlim Koimai, even though the Machshav of Chutzlim Mani was first, it doesn't matter, it's not going to be pigled. Oy Dilma Kezayis, Ukezayis. Or maybe the right gears in the Mishnah is Kezayis, Ukezayis, the Rabbi Yehuda Prata Havi. And even in that case, Rabbi Yehuda holds Tafas Lashon Rishon, the Koshkin, Kezayis, Kezayis. And certainly that's going to be the halacha of Kezayis, Kezayis. So what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying that this halacha idea, the Rabbi Yehuda holds Tafas Lashon Rishon, even by Voida Achas, is that only true if the two machshavas that the Kohen had were two separate machshavas? He said, I'm going to eat a kezayis lamachar, chutzlis manay, and then he said, I'm going to eat a kezayis chutzlim koimer. Being that they're two independent machshavas, Rabbi Yehuda holds tafas lashon rishon, and there's no ear of machshavas, despite the fact that it was like karav amatik mitzvasai. Or maybe Rabbi Yehuda said as halacha, even when he said kezayis u kezayis, the difference is the vav amechaber. The vav amechaber makes it one lashon. If it's one lashon, it's less mistaber that Rabbi Yehuda would hold tafas lashon rishon. So now, Gemara wants to know: did Rabbi Yehuda only say tafas lashon rishon where these two machshavas b'avoyda achas at least are on some level divided? It's kezayis, kezayis. It's two separate machshavas. Tafas lashon rishon. I don't care that later he said chutzim gaimai. Or is it even when he said kezayis u kezayis, a much bigger chiddush where it's really one lashon? He was mechaber the two things. Even then, he's going to say tafas lashon rishon. That was the shiloh that was posed. So the Gemara says, "Tashma, bring you right." The Bavli Levi mi Rabbi. Levi asked Rabbi a third shiloh. Chishev lechol kezayis lamachar bechutz ma'u. What would be the halach according to Rabbi Yehuda, where the kohen had in mind to eat the same kezayis chutz lizmani chutz l'mkayim? Till now, we're discussing a case: one kezayis chutz lizmani, one kezayis chutz l'mkayim. What if it was the same kezayis? The kohen said, "I'm going to eat this kezayis. It's going to be chutz lizmane, meaning it's going to be tomorrow, and it's going to be chutz l'mkayim. It's going to be outside of the makom hamikdash." Even there, does Rabbi Yehuda say that if he said first l'machar and then b'chutz, tafas lashon rishon, that the carbon is going to be pigel, and I don't care that he said afterwards b'chutz? Amalei, Rabbi told Levi, zu shela. Wow, great shayla. But I have an answer. Ir of machshav is havi. In this case, Rabbi Yehuda is not going to hold tafas lashon rishon. Amal the fun of Rabbi Shimon Rebbe. Rabbi Shimon Rebbe was sitting there, and he hears Levi ask this question to his father Rebbe. He hears Rebbe b'mishabeach the shayla. He told him, "Loi mishnah seinihi." Isn't it a mafurish mishnah? Why? Because the mishnah says, "Echol kezayis b'chutz, kezayis l'macher, kezayis l'macher, kezayis b'chutz, kechatzis kezayis b'chutz, kechatzis kezayis l'macher, kechatzis kezayis l'macher, kechatzis kezayis b'chutz." Pasul vein b'karis. Ha, yidach ir machshav is havi. I mean, it sounds mafurish, Rebbe. I know where you got it from. Tata, you got it from the Diyuk in the Mishnah. Because Rabbi Yehuda said his halach of Tafas Lashon Rishon, we're discussing two kezayisim. It sounds very much like if it would be one kezayis, there the halacha would be Erev Machshavas. But Rabbi Shimon Barevi asked his father, why are you so nispal from the question? Isn't it very meduyik in the Mishnah? The Mishnah discussed Rabbi Yehuda only in the context where it was two different kezayisim. It sounds like if it was the same kezayis over there, you're not going to tell me Tafas Lashon Rishon. Ala Rishon Amanu Mitzaren that was saying Tafas Lashon Rishon despite the fact that there's no stira, and maybe even if he said Kezayis Uke, but you're going to tell me that one Kezayis to eat tomorrow and outside because he said the tomorrow first? It's one Lashon. Where can you say Tafas Lashon Rishon over here? Amalei, so Rebbe told Rabbi Shimon, Rebbe, who shall be Dabar Chachma? No. He's asking a very smart question. Va'at Amrit Mishnah Seinu, and you're telling me it's a Mefurish Mishnah? So what's going on over here? So Rebbe went on to explain to Rabbi Shimon, Rebbe, that the way I taught you the Mishnah and the way I taught Levi the Mishnah was different. So the way I explained the Mishnah to you, the question seems obvious, meaning, what's the grace of Kasha and why are you getting so excited? But I gave Levi a different girs in the Mishnah. And based on Levi's girs in the Mishnah, he's asking very good. And Rebbe explained, Lidi dachtas nisa tarti, the way I explained the Mishnah to you, where I told you two things. So what are the two things? The Gemara is going to explain it. It's a very wordy Gemara, but let's speak it outside. I told you the Mishnah, both by Kezayis, Kezayis, and Kezayis, Ukezayis. So like Kashaloch, yeah, no question. Meaning the Mishnah addressed Kezayis, Kezayis, and said Rabbi Yehuda holds Tafas Lashon Rishon there. The Mishnah said Kezayis, Ukezayis, and said Rabbi Yehuda holds Tafas Lashon Rishon over there. So, Michlal Lav, Atashim Meyahein. It sounds like if it was one Kezayis, Lamachar and Bechutz, over there you wouldn't have that Lacha. But Lidi, they But when I was learning with Levi, I didn't tell him Kizayas, 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 Ukizayas. I only told him one. Which one? So the Gemara is going to explain it, but we'll talk it out right now. I just told him Kizayas, Kizayas. Vishamiru the Rabban and the Kogar Sitarti. And then he heard the rabbis, the Yungalite, were learning in Yeshiv and Koyul. And they were saying not just Kizayas, Kizayas. They were saying Kizayas, Ukizayas. So then Levi was confused. The Mishnah says Kizayas, Kizayas. And apparently, from the Olam, it's mavur that the halacha is even true by Kizayas Ukizayas. So now Levi had a suffix. What was the suffix? The suffix. Didi dafka v'didu ir of machshav is havi. Is the girsa that I heard from Rebbe right? Meaning that Rebbe Yehuda only said his halacha by Kizayas Kizayas, and they're wrong by applying Rebbe Yehuda's halacha to Kizayas Ukizayas. What's the difference? Kizayas Ukizayas is one lashon. Maybe there you don't see toughest lashon rishon. Oydum didu dafka. Maybe they're right. Ula didisha yurishayerli. And maybe when Rebbe explained the Mishnah to me, he left out Kizayas Ukizayas. He told me Kizayas Kizayas. He gave me one example, but there's a second example. Am I nafkamina? If there's a second example, maybe there's a third example. Umidishayerli lididi hashayerlu lididu nami bahach. That's why Levi asked the question. So it's true. Rebbe tells Reb Shim Berebi, the way I explained the Mishnah to you, I told you Kizayas, Kizayas. I told you Kizayas, Ukizayas. You had no mockum to think. If we already addressed two cases, so if there was a third, we would have addressed the third. So the fact that the Mishnah didn't say it, that's right, Rebbe didn't say as halacha there. But Levi had a whole different Mishnah. Levi only had Kizayas, Kizayas. And then he heard the Olam saying Kizayas, Ukizayas. So he had it said that something's missing. Oh, so if something is missing, maybe two things are missing. Now, which one did Rebbe tell Levi? Which one did he omit that caused Levi to now be unsure? So we spoke it up, and now the Gemara speaks it up. If the one that Rebbe had taught Levi was Kizayis Ukizayis Hailav Shiuruhu, so then that's not a shir, because if Rebbe Yehuda said his halacha by Kizayis Ukizayis, he certainly said his halacha by Kizayis Kizayis. Hello, Kizayis Kizayis Asni, he must have told him Kizayis Kizayis, and therefore, when he heard the Olam saying even Kizayis Ukizayis, he had a tzad that maybe Rebbe was Meshayer, so he thought that maybe he wasn't just Meshayer. One thing, maybe he was Meshayer two things. It says the Gemara, if when Rebbe told Levi, the Mishnah, he told him Kizayas, Kizayas, he didn't tell him Kizayas, Ukizayas, which is why he had the Shiloh by Kizayas Lamach and Kizayas Bechot, so the Boyle Kizayas, Ukizayas. Why didn't he ask him that Shiloh also, Kizayas, Ukizayas? What was his Shiloh? He wasn't sure if the Rabbanan who said Kizayas, Ukizayas were right or wrong. I heard from Rebbe Kizayas, Kizayas. Why are they saying Kizayas, Ukizayas? So why didn't he ask him a first Kizayas, Ukizayas? So he figured, I'll ask one Shaila that I'll know both answers from. Why the Ibo, you know, Kizayas, Ukizayas? If I answer Kizayas, Ukizayas, honey, chiyamali klado. So Bishlam, if Rebbe would tell me, this is all Levi thinking, that the halacha is Iruv Machshavis, that there's no halacha of Tafas Lashon Rishon. So Madach, there's no Tafas Lashon Rishon. When you said the word Kizayas twice, but you just had the Vav HaMechaber, Koshken Kizayas L'macha B'chot. Certainly, if I only said the word Kizayas once, it's the same Achila. Certainly, over there, you're not going to have the Halacha of Tafas Lashon Rishon. Yom Ali Prata. But if he's going to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda holds Tafas Lashon Rishon by Kizayas or Kizayas, Akati Kizayas L'macha B'chot's coming by Eli, I'm still not going to be sure what the Halacha is, where it's one Kizayas L'macha B'chot. So therefore, he figured, let me ask him what the Halacha is by Kizayas L'macha B'chot. And like this, he'll end up knowing the answer to both questions. But the Gemara says, Yehochi Hashtanami. Why did he make anything better? Why? Because Hotenach, what was Levi's question? What's the halacha? One Kizayas L'machar Bachutz. So Bishlam, if Rebbe would tell him Kizayas L'machar Bachutz, Prato, that Rebbe Yehuda holds Tafas Lashon Rishon, so Kolshkein Kizayas Ukizayas. So Madach, he holds Tafas Lashon Rishon by one Kizayas, certainly by Kizayas Ukizayas. But if he's going to tell him Irv Machshavas, at Kati Kizayas Ukizayas Miboyle, maybe it's only Irv Machshavas by one Kizayas. There's no Irv Machshavas by Kizayas Ukizayas. So how did he fadin that? Meaning if essentially, it comes out that Levi had two questions, and he's only asking him one. So, has he going to get the answer to everything he needs to know? So, the Gemara gives a very interesting answer. Levi knew that by Rebbe answering one question, lav dafka, he's going to have the answer. Maybe, but maybe not. But he felt that he'd be able to see in Rebbe's reaction what the halach is. Meaning, imkein mirsach rosach, he's going to look at the way Rebbe is going to react. If Rebbe is going to get upset, then he's going to say, what are you thinking? What's the havamino that the halacha should be toughest lashon rishon when it comes to one kazayas? What? Tough? Meaning, he'd know then, must be by Kezayis to Kezayis, the halacha is not even tough as Lashon Rishon. That's why Rebbe is getting so upset at me. That's why he's so annoyed for me even asking this question. Hashta Kezayis to Kezayis klolo. Kezayis to Macha b'chutz mibaya. And if Rebbe is going to ask in a galasin way, he's going to say, I hear, let me tell you the answer. So then, it's Mukhach, it wasn't such a crazy question. Why wasn't it such a crazy question? Because by Kezayis to Kezayis, the halacha is tough as Lashon Rishon. So there's a havamina that Kezayis to Macha b'chutz should also be tough as Lashon Rishon. So either way, Levi felt that by asking this question and combining that with Rebbe's reaction to the question, he'd end up knowing the answer to everything that he needs to know the answer to. So what's the bottom line? What's the right gears in the Mishnah? That's how we started this. We started Ula, the Itamer, Ravoshia, Efshe Yodin, Chavim Bavla. My Chaverim and Bavla, do you know what the right gears in the Mishnah? So apparently Rebbe had two gears. He taught it to Levi one way, but he taught it to everybody else another way. He told Levi, Kizayas, Kizayas. And that's what threw Levi off. But the way he told it to Rav Shimon Barabi and the way he told it to the Olam was Kezayis, Ukezayis, and even by Kezayis, Ukezayis, despite the fact it really sounds like one Lashon, even though over there Rabbi Yehuda holds the halacha of toughest Lashon Rishon, what about Kezayis Lamacha Bachutz? That was Levi's question. Rebbe answered Levi's question. He got angry at him. He told him, Fakert, it's a good kasha, Levi. But what was the answer? The answer was over there, Irv Machshav Asavi. There's no question, even there. The biggest chiddush in Rabbi Yehuda, no one's going to hold that Rabbi Yehuda holds Tafas Lashon Rishon, because the same Kezayis, where he says, I'm going to eat it tomorrow, Bachutz, it's Zichr Iruv Machshavas, and just because he said first Lamachar and then he said Bachutz, doesn't mean that it's going to be Pigol, the Chahai Gabdin is going to be a Chesaron of Loi Kariv Hamater Kimitzvasai Exer. But another Gemara, Itmar. So the Mishnah was Mavur, that in order for a Machshavas Pigol, to be a Machshavas Pigol, you have to be Machashev for an Achila, Chutzas Mani Chutzam Kami. But the Achila has to be an Achila of Kezayis. Right? So if you had a machshava to have a chatzi zayis, it's mavur. A chatzi zayis l'mocher, chatzi zayis b'chutz, they're mitzar. But it has to be a zayis. You need a machshava of achila of kezayis. The pasuk says, mhei ochel yoyochel. B'shtei achila is hakosim medabra, achila in kol ha-Torah kulo is a kezayis. So the machshava would have to be an achila of kezayis in order for it to be a machshava's pigel. Additionally, the Gemara is going to assume that when the Mishnah said that a machshava of chutzlam koymai knocks out a machshava of chutzlazmanai, why does it knock it out? Because it renders the carbon, loy karav amatakim mitzvasai, you would need that the machshava of chutzlam koymai should also be a kezayas. Meaning, what would be if the kohen thought he's going to eat a kezayas chutzlazmanai? B'shas teshchita. And then b'shas kabbalah, let's go according to the chacham, forget Rabbi Yehuda. He had in mind he's going to eat a chatzi zayas chutzlam koymai. That would not be a chesaron of loy karav amatakim mitzvasai. Because just like you need a machshav of kezayis to make a carbon pigle v'chayav and olive karas, you need a machshav of kezayis to make a carbon not pigle v'chayav and olive karas, to make it that it was like karev ha-mater kimitzvasai. So you have to have a shear of kezayis. What happens if you thought a kezayis of half a zayis, not kezayis, half a zayis chutz l'zmani, half a zayis chutz l'mkoyim, it's not the Mishnah said, it's mitzarev to a shear kezayis, but pigle v'ayim by karas, because he didn't have a kezayis of pigle. So again, in order to have a machshava pigle, there has to be a kezayis. A kezayis of chutz l'zmani is pigle. A kezayis of chutz l'zmani and a kezayis of chutz l'mkoymai is not pigle. A kezayis of chutz l'zmani and a chatzi zayis chutz l'mkoymai, in other words, is not pigle. I thought chutz l'mkoymai is like karva matika mitzvasa, ear of machshava is not. Because the machshava that knocks out the pigle also has to be a machshava of kezayis. What if it was a half a zayis chutz l'zmani, half a zayis chutz l'mkoymai? That was learned out from a pasuk. They're both machshava is pigle. They both could be mitzvah. So the Gemara is going to give us a few brain twisters, a couple of interesting questions now, in terms of how you look at these machshavas of chatzi zayis. It's a geshmaki Gemara, although not easy. Itmar chatzi zayis chutz l'zmanoi, vechatzi zayis chutz l'koymoi, vechatzi zayis chutz l'zmanoi. You could have predicted the Gemara would clarify shayla like this. So what would happen if the koyin thought first chatzi zayis chutz l'zmanoi, then he thought chatzi zayis chutz, he's really taking his time, chatzi zayis chutz l'koymoi, you know what, let me have another half a zayis of chutz l'zmanoi, right? So he ends up having a kezayis of chutz l'zmanoi and a half a zayis of chutz l'mkoymai. Now, at first glance, you're going to tell me it's pigle and it's karis, because he has a kezayis of chutz l'zmanai, he has a half a zayis of chutz l'mkoymai, half a zayis of chutz l'mkoymai, you cannot get a kezayis of chutz l'mkoymai. But maybe not, because when he had the machshava of chatzi zayis chutz l'zmanai and then the chatzi zayis of chutz l'mkoymai, we already created a kezayis of machshavas pigle that doesn't have an ability to create a karis. So now later, when I add the chatzi zayis chutz l'zmanai, Do we say Chayzev and Neir? Now it could suddenly be Mitztarif, re-Mitztarif to the Chatzis Zayis Chutz Azmani. Oh my Rabba said, Vayikatz Kiyoshin HaPigol. The pigol was sleeping, it got up, Kari, and yeah, it works. So now the two Chatzis Zayis Chutz Azmani is on Mitztarif, and what you have is a Zayis Chutz Azmani, a half a Zayis Chutz Azmani, it's going to be a regular pigol for the Avonol Karts. Rabbi Luna, my Rabbi Luna argues, Ear of Machshavis, Havi. No, this is already Ear of Machshavis. If you had the two Chatzis Zayis Chutz Azmani together, maybe, but Chatzis Zayis Chutz Azmani was already Mitztarif with the Chatzis Zayis Chutz Azmani. You have no way to say, this is an idea that you find in Shas, Chayze V'neir. It's an interesting Lashon, Vayikatz Kiyoshe Napigol. But it's what we know as, when you're learning Yevamis and other sugyas, Chayzevaneir. Bottom line is, so Rava says Chayzevaneir, Rava Muna says you don't say Chayzevaneir. Oh my Rava, you know, I mean Allah. Tonight we're learning to the Mishnah, a Mishnah Mesachtes Tyrus, Perik He Aleph Mishnah He. Kebeya Oichel Rishon, Kebeya Oichel Sheni. So we know that Tumas Oichlin is Bekebeya. The only time Oichel could be Metama is if it's a Beya. So what happens if there was a Beya of Oichel that was a Rishon Latoma and it got mixed up together with a Beya of Oichel that was a Sheni Latoma? So a Rishon Latoma could be Metama Oichlin Chulin to turn it into a sheni. A sheni latoma could only be metama truma to make it into a shlishi. A truma, which is a shlishi, could only be metama kachim to make it into a revi. So you have here a rishon latoma and a sheni latoma. They're all famished. So the halacha is rishon. We look at the taruvos as a rishon, and it could be metama chulin to make it into a sheni. The chiddush is that even though the rishon is nisariv with the sheni, but at the end of the day, you have a shir of Kebeya, even of Rishon. So Mela could be Metama Chilkon. What if you divided this Taruvas? You put half here, half there. Zeh Sheni, Vezeh Sheni, they're both considered Shenis. Now, it's Mashma, said Rava, Hachazav Irvin Rishon, that if after you divided them, you would put them back together, they would have a din of a Rishon again. So what do you see? Chayzev Neir. That even though when they were divided, they didn't have a din of a Rishon, they had a din of a Sheni, but now that you bring them back together, it's Chayzev Neir, the din Rishon. So just like you say Chayzev Neir by Tumah, so too you could say Chayzev Neir over here. But the one says to me, my, how do you know Chayzev Neir? Maybe if you mix them back together, they still have a din of a Sheni. But the Tani Sefer, Rava said, I know them from the Sefer. If after they were divided, each half would fall on Truma, it would make the Truma a Shlishi L'Tumah. But if they would fall together of Suishnia, then they would make even Chulin into a Sheni L'Tumah. But the bottom line is said Rava. So just like I see it over there by Tumah, I can know it by Pigov. Nuna Hasan, Ikashira Hachalakash is very different. What's the difference? It's so obvious what the difference is. Over there, it started off as one. It started off that Taruvas as a Rishon L'Tumah. It got divided. And now the pieces were put back together. Once it had a din, this taruvas of a rishon l'tumah, so then you could tell me that locha, that even though it got broken up, it goes back together. It's chayzev neir. But in our case, it was never pigol. It started off with a chatzis zayis chutz l'zmanai. Then you were mitztarif to the chatzis zayis chutz l'mkoymai. It already became a machshava that's pasul ve'ebay karas. You want to now shtel tzu the chatzis zayis chutz l'zmanai and make it into machshava apeselis? That you can't do. So Rav Nuna argued. Not me, no, what's my makar? Rav Nuna had a makar. Time we went to the Mishnah. That same Mishnah. Oichel shenitma ba'avatoma, v'shenitma bevladatoma, mitztarfim ze and ze, letame bekal shevashen. So this is talking about where you didn't have a beya of a rishon and a beya of a sheni. Here, you had a half a beya of a rishon and a half a beya of a sheni. If they're mitztarif, the halacha is, we look at them as the kal shevashneim. We give them the lowest common denominator, which is sheni latoma, and they have a koyach of a sheni, which means they can be metama oichlin, that's truma, and make it into a shlishi. My love, avagaf the hoder malye. Doesn't the halacha sound like that? Even if later you would take this taruvas and you would add to it another half a zayas of rishon, so now you have a kizayas of rishon. Still, the halacha is it would only be able to be metama truma and make it into a shlishi. So what do you see? That being that when it started in this taruvas, it was a half a beya of Rishon, so it only had an ability to be Metama Truma, because its whole shear was Bitsiruf, the Sheni. Therefore, we looked at it as the Kal Shevashneim. But that halacha will be true even if later you were Mashlam the Shear. Now you're Mashlam the Shear, say Chayzev Neir, say Vayikatza Tuma Vayishon, right? Maybe say that it just like we said it with regards to Pigol. The Teretz is, no. Once it was Mitztarif and it got its din only as a Sheni L'Tomah, you can later be Maslan the Shir, make it into a Rishon L'Tomah. But the Gemara says that would be true if that's what the Mishnah said. Maybe the Mishnah is discussing a case where all I have is the Chatzibaya, and together they have the ability to be Mitztarif. But Enchanami, if you would be Maslan the Shir, maybe it'd be okay. Bottom line is, we have a Machlokes Rav and Rav Hamnuna. What would be if he had a Machshav of Chatzizayas Chosazmani, then Chatzizayas Chosazmani? chutzim koyme, and then chatzis ayis chutzim zmane. So had he stopped after the chatzis ayis chutzim koyme, you'd have a machshava pesalas of pigle, but vein by garis. Now that you had the other chatzis ayis of chutzim zmane, is it mashlim or is it not mashlim? So the Gemara now is going to bring. Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael, and he brought back a brisa, three l'shaynos. And what this price was, Rav Dimi had a version, Rava had a version, and in one of the versions, it's going to shteltzu to this machloikis we just said. Kiyos, Rav Dimi yomar, chatzis zayis chutzim koymoi. What would be if the koyin had a machshava first of chatzis zayis chutzim koymoi, chatzis zayis chutzim zmanoi, chatzis zayis chutzim zmanoi. Then afterwards, he had two machshavas of chatzis zayis chutzim zmanoi. So it's the same exact case, just a different order. First chutzim koymoi, then chutzim zmanoi, chutzim zmanoi. Tony bar kapara. So Rav Dimi had a price that bar kapara said pigle. There's no question over here. It's going to be pigle because in chatzis zayis moi, but malkam kizayis. The chatzis zayis of chutzim koymoi can knock out the kizayis of chutzim zmanoi. And posh it, this will be true even according to Rav Hamnuna. Because what was Rav Hamnuna's issue? That the chutz l'zmane and the chutz l'mkoymoy, once it was chal, pigol, v'ein by karis, the chatzis zayitz chutz l'zmane can't be chayz of an air. That's because the two chutz l'zmanes weren't next to each other. It was chutz l'zmane, hefzik, chutz l'mkoymoy, and then chutz l'zmane. But over here with the two chutz l'zmanes were together, here Rav Hamnuna would be moed. Kiyasa Ravin, Omar, Ravin had a different girsa in what Bar Kapara said. Chatzis zayitz chutz l'zmane, v'chatzis zayitz chutz l'zmane, v'chatzis zayitz chutz l'mkoymoy. Tony Bar Kapara pigol. It's only over there that Bar Kapara said pigle. With the chutzas manes were first. That makes the most sense. Ein chatzis zayis meyav makom gezayis. Because there you already had the zayis of pigle before the chutzam koyme came into play. Meaning in this girsa, Bar Kapara is going to tell you that in Rav Dimi's case, I'm not masking. In the case where it was chutzam koyme chutzas manes, even though the chutzas manes were together, but once you have a chatzis zayis chutzam koyme and a chatzis zayis chutzas manes, at that point you're out of business. Rav Ashi masni hachi. Rav Ashi's girsa, what Bar Kapara said was chatzis zayis chutzas manes uke zayis. In other words, the case of Rav and Rav Amnuna. Again, it was chatzi zayis chutzas manoi, and then it was a chatzi chutzam koyme and a chatzi chutzas manoi. Turn it back apart. Pigol, ein chatzi zayis moyo b'makim kizayis. It's going to be pigol. In other words, vayikatz kiyoshen ha-pigol. In other words, in Rav Ashi's girsa. And what Bar Kapara said, Bar Kapara essentially was saying, Rav was ha-locha. So before we go weiter, something light. The Gemara is actually a lot lighter from here until the end of the daf. Only 26 minutes in. So just before we go weiter, just one ha'ara. And that is the Levi asked Rebbe a question. Levi was trying to understand Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, Tofes Lashon Rishon, Avoida Achas, Karev Amater, Kimitz, Vasei. There are lighter contexts in Shas if you want to go through the sugi of Tofes Lashon Rishon. This is one of the more difficult ones, but the bottom line is they were discussing the halach of Tafas Lashon Rishon, and Levi asked Rebbe a question. His question was, what would be according to Rabbi Yehuda if the Kohen had a machshava to eat the kezayis, chutz l'zmani, and the same exact kezayis, but he first said chutz l'zmani, and then he said chutz l'mkoymi. Are you going to say Tafas Lashon Rishon? Are you going to not? And Rebbe said, wow, what a gevaldige shayla, and then he answered the question. Rebbe didn't know why it was such a gevaldige shayla, and the Gemara had a whole arichos of what Levi, what caused Levi to ask the question. It was because apparently Rebbe, for whatever reason, had taught Levi the Mishnah differently than the way he had taught it to everybody else. And that's what prompted him to ask the question. The Gemara says that when Levi asked the question, he knew there was a second question, but he was going to recognize from Rebbe's reaction to the question what the answer is to the other question. Right? That was the Gemara. In other words, Levi asks Rebbe a shayla. He wasn't sure how Rebbe was going to react. Right, the Gemara says, Mirsach Rosach, maybe Rebbe's going to get really angry, in which case he knows it was not a good question. Or Fakert, the way Rebbe did react. What did Rebbe say? Zu Sheila. Rashi's Lashon is, Sheila Gedoyla Sha'alta. You're asking a Gevaldige Sheila. So Levi asks Rebbe a question. We're going to pick on the lightest note in this Gemara. But Levi asks Rebbe a question, and he's bracing. How exactly is the grace of Rebbe, going to react to this question? What came to mind was the Gemara Mesechtes Yevamos, Daf Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, we all know the first Mishnah of Mesechtes Yevamos, Chamesh Esrei Noshim, Poitroi Tzorei Seyem, V'tzorei Tzorei Seyem, Menachalitza Menayibum. That might be, what we're learning, that might be the only sugya that's more complicated than that. But either way, there's Chamesh Esrei Noshim, that a Poitroi Tzorei Seyem, V'tzorei Tzorei Seyem, Menachalitza Menayibum. Levi turns to Rebbe, Amalei Levi the Rebbe, my ear you the Tony Tezvav, Lisni Tezayi, 15? I have 16. Oh my way. So before Levi was even able to tell Rebbe what he thought the 16th erva that should have been mentioned in the Mishnah was. Rebbe tells Levi, "Kimedum alisha in loy mayach bekad kadai." From the way you're talking, the question you're asking, it looks to me like you pasha don't have any brains. She'in loy mayach bekad kadai. So, I mean, this is, you see why Levi maybe was a little afraid to ask the question, because he wasn't really sure how Rebbe was going to react. Then it says that, I don't remember where I saw, but somebody shtel su, this idea, Gemara Masechtas Ksubas, I think Rabbi was the one that said it, Zreik Mara l'talmidim. So there was a hanhaga that people, Rabbeim, they would teach their talmidim, and it was Zreik Mara l'talmidim. It wasn't so posh that you could just go and ask your Rebbe a question, because you had a brace for impact. You never know exactly what the reaction was going to be. The Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah, Perik Dalit, Halacha Dalit says as follows, Harav Shalomed, V'loi Havina Atalmidim. If a Rebbe is learning, and his Talmidim don't understand what the Rebbe is teaching, you shouldn't get angry at them. He should chazer over until they properly understand. The same is true for the Talmud. Hevanti, that, yeah, I get it. No. If he doesn't, what if a Rebbe is teaching his Talmud, and the Talmud's not getting it, and he says, Rebbe, I'm sorry, I just don't understand. Can you explain it to me again? If he sees his Rebbe getting angry, Yoimaloi, the Rambam says, read the following nusach. Rebbe, Toirehi, Velil Moidani Tzarech, V'daitik Tzarech. What should I do? I'm not such a balkish. I need to hear it again. That's what the Rambam says in Ilchus Talmud Torah, Perek Dalet Alochadal. So this is a Shulchan Aruch for the Rebbe and for the Talmud. Harav Shalomad v'loy hevinu atalmidim, not lo yichas aleim v'yirgas. Elochayzer v'shoyna hadover afilu kamer pa'amim atche yavinu oymeka alocha. And by the way, this halacha relates to the Talmud as well. There's a role that the Talmud plays in all this. V'imkas olav rabbi v'ruk. Guys, Yoimalei Rebbe Torah, it's Torah. V'lil moidani tzarech, v'daiti kitzarech. What's the makar to this Rambam? Of course, the makar is a Mishnah in Perkei Avos. The Mishnah says, Perek Beis Mishnah, hey, who are you Yoimalei? Ein bur yirechet, v'lei ha-maritz chosid, v'lei ha-baishin lomid, v'lei ha-kapten malamid. A captain can't be a malamid. So if someone's going to be a malamid, he can't be a captain. It's interesting, the Lechem Mishnah on this Rambam sends you to a well-known Gemara in the Sechtes Erevin, Daf Ayin Dalet Amid Beis. A very, very well-known Gemara, but it's a Gemara that's gedai to hear again. The Gemara tells the story with a Melamed whose name was Rav Preda. And the Gemara says Rav Preda had a Talmud that he would have to teach his learning 400 times too, until he would finally get it. The Gemara says that one day Rav Preda sits down with his Talmud, he says, yeah, I'm sorry, but today I'm going to have to leave a little bit early. There's a mitzvah I have to do, and as a result, I'm going to have to leave early. Rav Preda is teaching his Talmud again and again and again. The Talmud's not getting it. And the Rebbe sees that the Talmud is getting it less today than he usually gets it. So in the middle, Rav Preda stops, and he asks him, he says, so he says, I'll tell you the truth. I have ADD. I mean, he says that, you know, from the time you told me that you're going to have to soon leave, I suddenly lost, I couldn't concentrate, because I keep on thinking, you're going to leave now. So I haven't been able to concentrate. So I prayed and told the Talmud, I hear. Let's start all over again. Forget about the fact that I have to leave. The mitzvah will be Nasal Yedei Acher. Let's sit down and let's start from the beginning again. And the Gemara says, Rav Preda sat with him and he taught it him another 400 times. At the end of the 400 times, since Svetin Mal, the Rav Preda learned with this Talmud, Nafka Basko came out. Va'amaloch, and turns to Rav Preda and tells Rav Preda, because of what you just did, the patience that you had, the savlanus that you had with this Talmud, you're going to get an unbelievable reward. And we're going to give you a choice. There's two options. If you want, I'll give you 400 years of life of Arichas Yomim, Keneged, the 400 extra times that you taught this Talmud. Or, if you want, you can pick that you and your entire generation can be Zoicha to Olam Haba. Rav Preda didn't have to think. He said, I'd rather be Zoicha to Olam Haba, me and my generation. And the Baskel said that being that you chose that, we're going to give you Zuvazu. You're going to end up getting both. So says the Lechem Mishnah, you want a makar of how a Rebbe is supposed to be with his Talmud. Look at Masech, this Erev and Daf Nun Dalet Amid Beis. But it's a little bit of a chiddush to Lechem Mishnah. Because you normal, you think that the Maisa with Rav Preda was a Midas Chassidus. That's why there was a baskel, not in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Yad Chazok, in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam. Like the Mishnah's been mitzaying it to a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, to a psak halacha in Rambam. The Rambam's telling you how a Rebbe's supposed to teach. That you would think is a midas chasidus. I don't know if it's a diuk, but it sounds like from the Lechem Mishnah that he's been mitzaying the Maisa de Rav Preda to a halachic discussion. Something interesting, but I'll tell you a dover nifla. The Chasam Sofer's Rebbe, the Panim Yafis, the Afla in Parashas Vezayis Habracha says, what was the Midah connected Midah? Why was Rav Preda Zoicha to Arichas Yomim because of the fact that he spent so much time with his Talmud again and again and again. He said because the Rebbe thinks sometimes that when he gives up of his time to his Talmidim, that he's losing out. And sometimes it feels like he's losing out. Because if he was able to sit with a chavrusa all day, sit by himself, who knows how much he would be able to shteg. And Rabbein Taka have to give up a lot when it comes to learning with that Talmidim. But the emes is that when a person does chesed, he doesn't lose out. When somebody's loymed amanas lamed, he never, ever, ever loses out. Rabbeinu gave up so much time for his Talmud, and presumably for other Talmudim as well. What was Reb Preda's reward? He was like a Tarichas Yavim. He didn't lose that time. That time that Reb Preda gave up, he got it on the back end. He ended up getting that time. That's the lesson of the Maisa of Reb Preda. That you give up time, it's true, but you don't lose from doing chesed. You don't lose from giving up for somebody else. Reb Preda could have thought he was losing. He wasn't losing. What came to mind was a Ksav Sofer that we always speak out. Ksav Sofer is actually Parshas B'chukosai. The Mishnah says, Kol aloymid al menas lelamed, zoycha lilmoid ulelamed. Kol aloymid al menas lasi, zoycha lilmoid ulelamed, lishma velasis. And the Ksav Sofer asks a very subtle, but a very profound deed. Kol aloymid al menas lasi, zoycha lilmoid ulelamed. Why does he have to be zoycha lilmoid? He's learning. What the Mishnah should say is, Kol aloymid amanas lelami, zoycha lelami. He doesn't have to be zoycha lelmoid and learn. He's sitting in front of a Gemara, by a shtender. He doesn't have to be zoycha lelmoid. He has to be zoycha lelami. What's zoycha lelmoid? Says the Ksav Sofer this yesoid. Because when somebody teaches, so he's forced to hit the pause button, slow down a little bit to make sure that his Talmidim are going to be able to understand. So kedai techamino, that this person is going to lose out. Because all that time that he's giving up for his Talmidim is going to come at the expense of his own Aliyah. Zok diksav soifer, it's not that way. Kol aloymid amanas lasis. You're not only zoycha lelamid, you're zoycha lilmoid. Meaning qualitatively, in the little bit of time that you have to learn from yourself, you're going to be zoycha that yiftuchu loy mayonois, you'll be zoycha to a siyata deshmai that you could have never had. So there's a zoycha lilmoid qualitatively in the echus of the limud, because a person does not lose out when he teaches. But it's not just teaching, it's all chasadim. Ksav Sofer talks about it in his svarim, kiya, dua, but not only in the context of limud ha-Torah, in the context of estaka and hachnosas archim, etc., etc., etc. Bottom line is, mamish dvarim neflam adlam ha'oid. So if somebody has a machsheves pigol, but chishev sheyachlu klavim lamachar, he had in mind that dogs will eat the kachem. So a kohen is doing the avoda, and he has in mind that not he's going to eat it chutz l'zmanei chutz l'mkoymer, but he has in mind that dogs are going to eat it chutz l'zmanei chutz l'mkoymer. So I agree with that reaction. So I'll tell you, I saw in the Sharim Mitzian in Balacha, he says something very, he says, kohen, it's falsechayin achilas klovim. Why would he even think that? He says a brilliant tushdal. The Gemara says in Masechtes Yuma, daf chof alef amid beis, that the ish of the marocha was shaped like a lion. So every single day, if somebody saw the Mizbeach, the ish of the marocha was shaped like a ari revutza. Gemara asks Akasha, there's a brisa that says that the ish of the marocha was shaped like a kelev revutza, like a dog that's lying. So the Gemara, like Kasha, kamba bayis rishon, kamba bayis sheni. Bayis rishon was like an ari. Bayis sheni, it was like a kelev. The Mashal says that who built the first base hamikdash? David and Shlomo, they came from Yehuda. Yehuda's Nimshal Kari, who built the second base of Mikdash, Daryovish. The Gemara says in Masechtis Rosh Hashanah that Daryovish was like a caliph. But the bottom line is that the Ish of the Marocha looked like a caliph. So Zokrim Shlomo Zalman Brun, you want to know why the Kohen with Falzachain Achilas Klovim, he's standing by him, his Beach. He sees a caliph Revutza. Maybe that's why it happened. But the bottom line is, so he has in mind Achila, but not Achilas Adam, not Achilas Mizbeach, Achilas Klovim, Chutzlis Manoi. So does that make it pigle, or does not make it? I'm Rav Yannichish of Sheikh Lu, Klav and Lamachar, pigle. The Chsiv, it is pigle, based on a Pasuk in Melachim, Perik Beis, Perik. Belachim Beis, Perik Tes, Pasuk Yud, Ves Izevel Yoichlu HaKlovim, Bechelag Yisrael. So what do you see? That when dogs eat, the context over there is they're eating Izevel, but when dogs eat, it's considered achilas. So if it's considered achilas, the Torah says, "Hey, achil ye achil." B'shtei achilas akasim medaber. Achilas klov is also considered achilas. Ask Rav Ami Elam Yato. Chishev shetachlu eish lamachar dechsev. Teichlu eish loy nupach. If the Kohen had in mind that fire is going to consume the basar, chutz lizmanoi, not haktorah, but regular, ordinary fire of chulin is going to consume the basar. You're going to tell me that's also a machshava of achila? Why? You see, the pasuk says teichlu eish. You see that H is considered achila. Yeah. It sounds like even if you're mitzarif achatzi zayis of achila and a chatzizayis of haktara, it's not mitzdarif. So kal v'chomer, a chatzizayis achila and a chatzizayis of a ish of chulin. Madoch the haktara, which is achilas ish, is not mitzdarif. Certainly, an ordinary achilas ish shouldn't be mitzdarif. Aye, the pasuk says tachlu ish. You see, I hear it. That's not what it means. Just like because it says tachlu ish doesn't mean it's considered achila in your pigle. So too, achilas klavim shouldn't be considered. I disagree. If a person, a kohen, would have in mind that ish is going to eat, and the machshava or the nusach that he had was achila, chutzis mani, it would be pigle. How come I ask it? And the reason in the Mishnah, chatzizayis achila, chatzizayis haktar is mistarv, because he never used the lashon achila. Davka b'lashon haktar, the lashon achila l'chud, v'lashon haktar l'chud. By Rav Asher Chishev lechel kizayis v'shnei b'nei adam, what would be the halacha if a kohen had in mind that two kohanim are going to eat a kizayis? So each kohen is going to eat a half a kizayis. So he had in mind achilas kizayis, but not via one kohen, rather via two kohanim. Basa machshava zlim de kashiro, basa oichlin zlim de kashiro. Do you say at the end of the day the machshava was for a kizayis, but no one oichl is going to eat a kizayis? Am rabbi toshma lechok chaz kizayis ulahak de chazat kizayis kosher she'in achila v'aktara mitzdarf. The Mishnah said you can't be mitzdarf of a half kizayis of achila and a half kizayis of aktara. It sounds like it's just because half is achila and half is aktar. What if both halves would be achila and it would be two entities, just like the Mishnah's case? The Mishnah's case, the entities are kayin and mizbeach. Here would be two different kayanim. Mitztarif, it sounds like it would be mitztarif. Mar says it is mitztarif. Shma mina. So if the kayin had in mind two kayanim should eat, it's mitztarif. Where do you see it from the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah even has a habamina that achila and aktar should be mitztarif. Either two entities don't bother me. So two entities don't bother you. If they're both achila, it's not achila and aktara. Two bnei adam, in other words, it's going to be mitzdarf. But you rav achishav lechol kizayis be yes mikdei achilas pras mal. So we know achila and kala teirum kula has to be b'toich kidei achilas pras. What would be if the kohen had in mind that achila is going to be yes mikdei achilas pras? So ordinarily, that's not an achila. Why here should it be an achila? Mal achilas gevoyim medaminale or achilas hedim medaminale. Ordinarily, it's not achila. So if you had in mind that the achila Zbasar chus hazmane is going to be yoyse mechtei achilas pras, you'd think it's not an achila. But maybe over here it's different, because we're makish, the achilas adam to the achilas mizbeach, and the achilas mizbeach, which is aktara, has no shaykhis to achilas pras. Rashi says it usually took longer than achilas pras to be makta de murin. So maybe we're makish the two achilas, and just like the achilas gevaya doesn't have to be mechtei achilas pras, so to the machshava for the achilas adam doesn't have to be bichdei achilas pras. I'm rabbi toshma lechem chazizayis ulak dechazizayis kosher. Shein achila v'aktara mitzdarf. Time of the lechol ola haktar. The whole issue is you be mitzdarf achila and aktara. Ha lechol v'lechol mitzdarf. But if it was lechol v'lechol dumyo de lechol ola haktar, it would be mitzdarf. V'aktara be yoyse mekdei achilas pras. So ayd aktara is yoyse mekdei achilas pras. But the Gemara says dumu behesa gadol. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about where the haktara was going to be bichdei achilas pras. It was a very big fire, so it was going to consume all the emur b'chtei achilas pras, and that's the only time there's a havamina that the two achilas could be mitzdarif. And enochinami, two achilas dumya d'achila v'aktara in such a case would be mitzdarif, because the achila does have to be b'chtei achilas pras, because that's the definition of achila in kol ha teira kula weiter or a ha'ara. Now let's speak on ha'ara. So we had here a gemara boy Rav Ashi chishav lechol kizayis. What would be if the kohen had in mind that two kohanim are going to eat the kizayis? So machshavas pigul has to be a machshava of kizayis, but he has in mind not that one kohen is going to have eat the entire kizayis, but rather two kohanim together are going to eat the kizayis. Is that considered a machshavas pigul, or is that not considered a machshavas pigul? And the Gemara came out l'maisa that it is going to be considered a machshavas pigul. Now the emes is, if you think about it, it's a very, very big chiddush. I mean, the Gemara had a raya from the Mishnah, but it's a very big chiddush. The reason it's a chiddush is because ordinarily, if two people, each one eats a chatzi zayis, it's not mitzdarif to a kizayis. Achila usually means one person has to eat the kizayis. It has to be b'chidei achilas pras. But l'chur, you need one person to eat the kizayis. So what's pshat that if the kohen had a machshava that two kohanim should eat the kizayis together, that's considered a kiyum in a machshava of achila chutz l'zmanoi? Achila chutz l'zmanoi, just like it means food and it means chewing, it means kizayis. That's always the definition. And if two people together do it, l'chur, it shouldn't be mitzdarif. And that was Rava Shaila. Good. Rava had a riot from the Mishnah. But the Mishnah's sorech beer. What's pshat that two achilois of two kayanim have an ability to be mitzdarif? So Davni Nezer in a tshuva, it's Erech Chaim Simen Tov Yud Gimel, has a gewaldige tzustel to this halacha. And that is that it's Yadua, the Mishnah Melech, clears the Shaila. We're familiar with the Halacha of Chatzis Shir. So, you're not allowed to eat a Kezayis of Nevela. What about a Chatzis Zayis? It's Machlokes, Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon holds Chatzis Shir, Asim and Atayra. Rish Lakish holds Chatzis Shir, Mutim and Atayra. Asim and the Rabbana. People forget that. But Mutim and Atayra. But we pass with Rabbi Yechon that Chatzis Shir is Asim and Atayra. What does that mean? That means all the Shiurim, when it comes to Machalis Asuras, for example, it's only with regards to the Oynish, Malkis, Karban, Karis. But as it relates to that raw Isser, there's no halacha of kezayis. If somebody eats less than a kezayis of nevela, the halacha is he is over an iser. Chatzis shir, it's less than a kezayis, is also an atayr. The shir was only said with regards to the oich. Klar to Mishnah Melech, what's the halacha chatzis shir b'mitzvahs? So, b'leil Pesach, for example, you have a mitzvah to eat matzah. Back in the day, to eat the Korban Pesach. What would be if somebody doesn't have a kezayis of matzah? He only has a chatzis kezayis of matzah. Should he eat it? Or is there no point? Do you say that just like there's a concept of chatzis shir when it comes to lavin, so too there's a halacha of chatzis shir when it comes to mitzvahs? Or maybe no, by lavin, by lois aseis, you have a halacha of chatzis shir, but when it comes to mitzvahs aseis, over there you don't have the halacha of chatzis shir. That is the famous chakir of the Mishnah Melech. Zog, in the achroinim, the mechaschenachin kuflamed dalid, Rab Tzvi Ereshchayis, in the sechtes yuma daflamed tesamed alif, the beis alevi, in chelak alif, simen beis, they all say, l'chur avim ufurish araya, and it's a kodshim araya. From a Gemara in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Lamed Tesam and Aleph. The Gemara over there brings a well-known long braisa that discusses the difference between the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik served as Kohen Gadol, Bizman Bayesheni, versus the rest of the time when Shimon HaTzadik was no longer Kohen Gadol. So the braisa says, Arbam Shana Shishim Shimon HaTzadik, Hayugoyer Oyla Biyamin, Mikam Ve'elach Pamim Oyla Bimim, Pamim Oyla Bismail, Vayulashin Shazahiris Malbin, there was the Ner Maravi, Vayeshal Marocha Miskaber. One of the things it says is, Vineshtalcha Brocha Ba'omer Ubishte Halechem. There was a Brocha in the Omer and the Shte Halechem, and in the Lechem upon him, Vechol Kohen Shemagia Kizayas. Every Kohen would get a Kizayas, Yesh Oichloi Vesaveya, Vesh Oichloi Moisa. Some people couldn't even finish the kezayis. But the point is, every person would get a kezayis. Mikan ve'elach, after Shimon HaTzadik passed away, and he was no longer Kohen Gadol, nishtalcha me'era ba'oymeru b'shtei halechem u'b'lechem upon him. There was a curse in the oymer, in the shtei halechem, senyora di oymer, and in the lechem upon him. V'chol koyim magia kepol. And when they would divvy up these matnois kahuna, each kohen would get a pull. Get a tiny bit, less than a kezayis. Hatznu, and as a result, the choshev yidim, they would go away, they'd say, I'm not going to fight over a pole. V'agar geronim, the freses, noitlin v'oichlin, they would chop and they would take what it was that they wanted to take. So the Gemara says that after Shimon HaTzadik passed away, there was a me'era in the shtei alechem, and then the lechem upon him, and the karban oimer, and as a result, when they were divided amongst the beis av, in the mishmar, every kohen would get very, very little, less than a kezayis. So the tznuin said, I'm going to fight for less than a kezayis, they would go away. Fregen d'achroinim, what's going on? Why did they go away from the less than kezayis? Kipshut, because they couldn't be mekayim the mitzvah anyways, because it was pachas mekezayis. But if you're going to tell me this chatzis shir b'mitzvahs, so why are tznuin moichchen es yideim? What's this gevaldige shvach that the moichchen es yideim? Adar Rabba, they should have been all in. They want to be mekayim al kopanim the chatzis shir b'mitzvahs. So the emesis of Tais Yishonim asks the kasha, the Rishonim. And Tais Yishonim says that being that it's not the real mitzvah, and the Mechas Chinuch says from the Tais Yishonim it's mashva that he held there is chatzis shir b'mitzvahs. I'm the Tais Yishonim, but that's not Chreinim's kasha. Then how could the Mishnah Lamelech have forgotten the Mefurish Gemara? Mishnah Lamelech's not sure if this chatzis shir b'mitzvahs. If this chatzis shir b'mitzvahs, why at Tznuin Moichchen es yideim? They should have been all over it. L'chura, they definitely should have wanted it. Say the Achroinim. Incidentally, the Maariv Tzchiya says that he asked his kasha to Rav Moshe, who is the Rav of Presburg, of course, the Chassam Sofer, the Heshevli, the Hunachin. And he brings a teretz that the Chassam Sofer says, the Beis Halevi says, Kamat, the same exact teretz in his piece, and the Avinezer says, Kamat, the same exact teretz in this shtickle that we're speaking out right now, in Erechaim Simen Tof Yud Gimel. And that is, the Bemis, you have to ask another kasha. How is it possible that when they divided the Matnas Kahuna, they did it in a way where nobody got a Kezayas? There will be Mevat Mitzvah. Forget Chatzis here. If the mitzvah is kezayis. So if the mitzvah is kezayis, they should have said, listen, not everybody can get. I'm sorry. We need to make sure that everybody's going to get a kezayis. What do you mean? Everyone get kol koyim magia kapol. B'chur, this Gemara is dead on arrival. Well, how are you getting a pol? They should say that we divide it by kezayisim so that every person should be able to make a mitzvah. Say the achronim, vayis tois achilos kotshum is cholok bi yisoid. from all other achilas mitzvahs. Ordinarily, the mitzvah is chal ar kafta de gavra. I have a mitzvah to eat matzah b'leil Pesach. I have a mitzvah to eat from the korban Pesach b'leil Pesach. There's no kohen that had a mitzvah to eat from the basar of a chatas. There's no kohen that had a mitzvah to eat from the lechem aponim. Which kohen has the mitzvah? There's no, you can't point and say, you're the one, mechtesin, maybe you're the one. There's no kohen that wakes up in the morning with a chiyuv that's chal of zayn pleitzes ar karkafta de gavra, that he needs to go now and he needs to eat this kazayas. What then is the chiyuv? You have to make sure that it's nechal. You have to make sure that the food is going to be eaten. But the chiyuv is not on the oichel. It's what the Avnei Nezer says, it's on the nechal. Beis Halevi says it in his nusach. All the achrenim say it their way. But it's the same yisoid. That there's no chiyuv on the gavra. It's on the chetza. That's how you'd say it in Lomdisha circles. But again, it's that the food should be eaten. Amongst these kayanim in the base of, in the Mishmar, could have been hundreds of kayanim. They have to make sure that they're going to eat it. But there's no chiyuv that's chal on one individual person. That's why the tznuim were moish chenes yideim. You know why they were moish chenes yideim? As long as it's going to be eaten. I'm going to fight. It's going to be eaten anyways. I don't have to worry about it. That's why they didn't need that each kohen should get a kezias. Because you don't need that each individual kohen should get a kezias. As long as amongst the oilam, it's going to be eaten. That in itself is going to be enough. Zok Avni Nez, that's pshat in this gemara. You know pshat in this gemara is, if someone was mechashev, that two kohanim together should eat the kezias, it's considered a machshev as pigle. It's a pella. The Torah says in, hey, ochel ye yochel. It needs achila. Achila means one kohen has to eat a kezias. That's usually true. But when it comes to achilas kachim, that's not the halacha. And what are we discussing? We're discussing Achilas Kachem. Being that in the context of Achilas Kachem, that's not the way it works. Over here, the halacha is going to be different. Let's see if we can finish the Gemara. Lechol kechatzi zayis, ulahakter. Incidentally, that tshuva from the Avnei Nezer, he says a tremendous chiddush regarding yontif. He says that even though we know eichel nefesh is mutter on yontif, but only if you're cooking your kezayis. Because achashe yochel lechol nefesh, it says yeyochel. Achila always means kezayis. So he wants to say a chiddush that if somebody cooks on yontif pachas mi kezayis, it could be it's a problem. That's what the tshuva is discussing. It's a yontif diga tshuva. That's why it's an erechayim. It's an erechayim simin tof yod gimel, and he shtelts to this gemara. Ki yadu ad Avnei Nezer was a goyen oilam. Either way, lechol kezayis ulahakter. Breaking ground there. Lechol kizchatzi zayis ulahakter kichatzi zayis kasha. So the Mishnah said that if a kohen had a machshava of chatzi zayis achila, chatzi zayis haktara, so what's the halacha? It's kasha, meaning it's not mitzdarf. Time it lechol ulahakter. Ha lechol velechol dove she'in darku lechol mitzdarf. Now, the emurim were a dove she'in darku lechol. The basa was a dove she'darku lechol. So it sounds like lechol ulahakter. A dove shedarki lechol and a dove shein darki lechol are not mitzdarif. What if it was lechol v'lechol, dove shedarki lechol, v'dove shein darki lechol? Those same imurim, if you would have in mind not to be makir, to eat it, it sounds like it would be a machshava, even though the imurim is a dove shein darki lechol. Sounds like you could be mitzdarif, a dove shein darki lechol, into the machshava spigel. But for the mark, Tani Resha, the Resha, the Mishnah said, lechol, dove shedarki lechol, and shedarki lechol, in shein darki lechol, so we seem to have a stira. On the one hand, the only time you can be mechashiv achilas basar is if it's a davar shadarki lechol. But then again, it sounds like lechol v'lahakter emurim is a problem, but lechol v'lechol emurim is not a problem. I emurim is a davar shadarki lechol. Amar Rabbi Yehamani Rabbi Eliezer. Say for the mission is Rabbi Eliezer. Remember, Shmuel said the ratio is Rabbi Eliezer, and then the middle is the rabbanan. Now we're going back to Rabbi Eliezer's shita. Amar mechashiv achilas adam achilas zeh achilas zeh achilas adam. Then I'm going into the mission. I'll show you. This is lechol davar shadarki lechol lechol davar shadarki lahakter kosher Rabbi Eliezer paisel. Right, that's this machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the rabbanan. We had it already a few times. Rabbi Eliezer argues with this yisoid. He says you can be mechashev meachilas adam lachilas mezbeach. You can be mechashev to eat the emurim or to be machted the basar. That's considered machshavas pigel. So this diuk is true because that line is going b'shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Bayom afilu tem rabbanim. You don't have to say such a doichik. You don't have to say that the last line of the mishnah is going according to the rabbanim. What's the kasha again? The diuk. It sounds like lechol ulahakter chatzis zayis basa chatzis zayis emurim is a problem, but lechol v'lechol chatzis zayis basa chatzis zayis emurim is not a problem. I emurim is not a dovish adarki lechol. V'loy tamen. No, just don't make that diuk. Don't say ha lechol v'lechol dovish adarki lechol. Don't make the diuk that it's mashmo lechol v'lechol dovish adarki lechol is okay. Ale ema ha lechol v'lechol dovish adarki lechol. We're contrasting between lechol v'lechol dovish adarki lechol and lechol ulahakter dover she'in darkei lechol. But the Gemara says, "Maiko mashmalon." What's the chiddush? Meaning, what's the chiddush of that last line? E dover she'darkei lechol kamashmalon. If the chiddush is that you can be mitzdarif to chatzis zayis is of dover she'darkei lechol meireishes shmamino. That's the whole Mishnah. Chatzis zayis b'chutz, chatzis zayis l'machor posel. You see that in the Mishnah, you can be mitzdarif to chatzis zayisim. E lechol ulahakter. And if the diuk is that achila and Haktara are not mitzdarif, just the line of the Mishnah. What the Mishnah said, maybe that's the Diyuk, maybe that's the Chiddush, Miduki the Reisha Shmamina. I know that line from the Diyuk and the Reisha. I mean, that whole last line is superfluous. Why? What's the last line? That a chatzi zayis achil, a chatzi zayis haktar is not mitzdarif. I can prove it to you from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah said, lechol, dovash darki lechol, in, she'in darki lechol loy. Right? You can't be mitzdarif in achila, a chatzi zayis, of a dovash in darki lechol. Hashto. So it says the Gemara, make a kal v'chaim. Uma lechol v'lechol, dovash in darki lechol, loy mitzdarif. Madach lechol v'lechol, dovash in darki lechol, is not mitzdarif. Lechol ula haktar, mi boyo. Then certainly lechol ula haktar is not mitzdarif. So what's the chiddush of that last line? In other words, bishlam of the chiddush of the last line is that you could be mitzdarif a dover she'in darkei lechol in the achila. V'hamani Rabbi Eliezer, I understand the last line of the Mishnah. But if that's not true, you're telling me the Mishnah is not Rabbi Eliezer, because the Reish is not Rabbi Eliezer. The Mishnah is going according to one. So what's the chiddush of the last line? What exactly is the chiddush? The chiddush is that achila and what did the Mishnah say? Achila and aktar is not mitzdarif. The chiddush is that achila and achila is mitzdarif. We know that. The Mishnah said, kichatzi zai is this, kichatzi zai is that. Anyone that's been paying attention for the last hour knows that. What is the chiddush? The chiddush is that achila and akhtar is not mitzdarif. You know, sometimes maybe the chiddush is what the Mishnah said, that achila and akhtar is not mitzdarif. So Mar says, I can know that mikal v'chaymer. Because madach, you can't be mitzdarif an achila, with an achila of a dover shein darki lechel, certainly you can't be mitzdarif an achila with a haktor of a dover shein darki lechel. Tamara says, no, that's not logical. It's terech. So, I would have thought, hasam, hudu lehavi ki urche, to be mitzdarif an achila of a dover shein darki lechel, that's because it's a shloike derech achila. Avol, hocha de bahai ki urche, emel itzdarif. But over here, where the two achilas are urche, it's true that the second achila is a dover shein darki lechel, and it's less similar to the first achila. But what they have in common is they're both achila ki urches. I would have thought that maybe here it is mitzdarif. Kamash malon, hadron avloch, kol hazvachim shekiblu dama.